higher across the board. That wasn't the case overnight. We had seen strength early in the evening session, faltering overnight as the algorithm selling models continued their aggressive ways. But by the time day session came, we worked through some bumps and we're higher across the board, higher on soybeans. The wheat trade, we have Chicago wheat making new highs on the week, while Kansas and Minneapolis are back near the best levels of the week. That's despite forecasts of rain for Canadian prairies, which continue to stay 10 days out. On Monday, we were looking for rain in the Canadian prairies 10 days out. Well, today we're looking for rain in the Canadian prairies 10 days out. You know, it continues to always be that hope and wish, and so the wheat trade firming back up again. Plus, Southwest Russia and Ukraine, their spring crops, they are dry, going to be in the 90s next week. We aren't. They are. And on the dry weather they've had for weeks, it's going to raise tough cooties on some of their crops. The winter wheat crop is coming out, and it's not looking good here, and they need something on top of it. Now, our winter wheat crop, it's got rain. It's got too much rain, whether you're looking at the soft red winter wheat crop of Chicago or down in Oklahoma, Texas, and southern Kansas. It just keeps raining 1 to 3 inches. It's just rain, rain, rain. They got problems, whether it's fungus or it's going to be rust, stripe, or mosaic. It's that tough stuff that you can look out of the fields, think you got 80 bushel straw when she's turning colors. I mean, you got 80 bushel wheat, but it's just 80 bushel straw, 40 bushel wheat. And so that's could be the problem coming up. And so this massive short position in the wheat trade, they're kind of rethinking their ways a little bit. And this close today could be very impressive for Chicago wheat, especially if you can close above downtrend lines. In the case of Chicago, July, September, December, it's technical buying could start triggering next week from some of these index funds, because after all, they do trade off a lot of computer signals as well. The corn, we're seeing its life finally in the July contract. They've held that down like trying to hold a balloon below water here all week. Every time we bounce on July corn, they put it right back down underneath the 440 mark. Well, today she's bouncing. December corn, which has been up every day this week, it's near unchanged. That's quite a phenomenon here to see that hold together. Weather models are good now, but there's some concerns towards the end of the month. It does warm up going into July, and some are having a hard time gauging what that could be, warm up with dryness developing over July. And so just some betting models shifting around here in case things do change and turn. They haven't, but in case they do. Soybeans, good performance for the week. We haven't had much for export announcements. China, well, they're like bye-bye. Yet these beans, spot holding above $10.50 today. New crop coming back towards the 1040, 1050 level. Nothing wrong there, as further strength could be seen into early next week. Seasonally, when we get to June 9th through the 12th, that is supposed to be the bomb to the downside for corn and beans, but we weren't exactly going up, so it's kind of hard to bomb something that's still sitting in the basement, so to speak. It hasn't risen to drop any levels, so we'll find out as we go in the next week. Currently, we have Chicago July wheat up 7 cents, 552.5. Kansas July up 3.75, 546.25. Minneapolis July gaining 6, 631.25. September up 4.25 at 640.25. The soybeans, July and November, up 6.5 cents, 1058.25. November higher by 2.5 cents to 1035.75. In the corn, July up 4, 443.5. December down 0.25, 448. Cattle futures still climbing today. The box beef market is not, but as far as the kill trade, we've got the Southern Texas route all pretty much 230. Bids anywhere for Nebraska, we're seeing 242 being traded. The box beef today, choice is down $1.36, 365.49. Select up 10 cents, 356.71. The June board still discounts. We're 3 weeks away till expiration, but we go deliverable on Monday, and there's going to be no deliveries. And so with the cash trade anywhere from 230 in Texas to 242 in Iowa, Nebraska. June cattle up 245, 225.35. August up $1.60, 218.42. October gaining 95 cents, 214.92. Now, the feeder cattle market, there, oopsie-daisy, there's not really a discount to cash. They're at cash, or just below cash a little bit, I should say. The August feeders up 20 cents, 309.35. We had an early high of 310.55. We're seeing profit taking now. September feeders up, or down 15 cents, 308.15. October off 30. 305.75. Hogs making up for lost time. New contract highs again here across the board. July hogs up $2.22, 107.02. The August gaining $1.97, 109.02. Even October up $1.32, 92.40. Gold down $30.60 an ounce today. The jobs data this morning, a little better than expected, but the gold number down $30.50 to 3,344. Silver's up 35 cents, 36.15. Bitcoin, volatile session. Earlier today, we were down about $2,000. Now we're up $3,000 at $104,722. And crude oil, going back to the best levels of the last 2 months, the spot July contract up $1.15, 64.52. The gasoline July up a penny and a quarter, 207.53, while diesel fuel gains 3 cents a gallon at $2.12.5. Any questions, especially on livestock risk protection insurance or commodity futures and options trading, we can help you out. 701-222-0221, or you can find our phone numbers at the website, heartlandinvest.com, where you can also get a free 30-day trial to our advisory newsletter and morning text alerts. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.